In Israel, Prime Minister-elect Ariel Sharon said today he hopes the decision by outgoing Prime Minister Ehud Barak to quit politics will smooth the creation of a unity government. Sharon is trying to forge a link between his minority Likud party and the majority Labor party. Barak announced yesterday that he will not join Sharon's cabinet and is leaving politics. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem.
After a series of flip-flops about his future, Barak's latest decision appears final. Israeli radio broadcast this morning amounted to a political obituary.
Adonai yevarech et amo bashalom.
After airing bits of Barak's speech at his landslide win just 21 months ago, the announcers summed up, in the end, all the political parties wanted to see Barak go home. Finally, last night, the announcer said Barak surrendered. The decision came in a letter to Sharon, in which Barak blamed Sharon for breaching the trust between them. He said he'd first accepted Sharon's request to serve as defense minister out of a sense of national duty, but he said he was miffed by what he saw as Sharon's public betrayal in the media. In an interview this week, Sharon had said he wouldn't mind seeing Nobel Peace Laureate Shimon Peres serve as his defense minister. Former Barak spokesman Avi Posner says another, perhaps more important factor in Barak's decision was dissent among his own colleagues.
Within his own Labour Party, there was an uprising and a lot of opposition. I believe that he found out that he would not be able to get a positive decision from his own party to join the government. So this is why he decided to pull out.
There had been mounting frustration after Barak first vowed to quit politics on election night, then reneged. Criticism intensified amid a power struggle to replace Barak as party leader. Party veteran Haim Ramon issued a scathing attack on TV last night, charging he could no longer believe a word Barak says. Ramon was among eight party members who decided this week to support a unity government but try to keep Barak from holding any post in it. Another of the eight, Colette Avital, says the Labour Party's unity is at stake.
I think that what really was important to all of us was not the infighting or the fighting against someone, but the fighting for something. And the fighting for something is to really try and pull our act together as a party, and this is basically what was discussed.
Yet there remains debate within Labour on how best to do that. Several members still oppose sharing power with Sharon. They're even more adamant after Sharon yesterday said he plans to include in his coalition two far-right politicians who've advocated bombing Beirut or Tehran. One also supports the collective transfer of Palestinians from Gaza and the West Bank to neighboring Arab countries. Labour Party dove Yossi Beilin says he'll continue to oppose any such coalition, though he's backed off his threat to quit the party. Sharon only wants Labour people in his coalition because he doesn't have his own peace plan, Beilin says. We should sit in opposition and watch Sharon's government fall. The Labour Party Central Committee is to meet Monday to vote on whether to join a Sharon government. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.